Listening Library presents Genius Squad by Katherine Jinks. Read for you by Justine Eyre. Part 1. Chapter 1. Cadell was in a very sour mood when he first met Detective Inspector Saul Greenhouse. The day had started badly. To begin with, Cadell had been woken up at 3 a.m. by the sound of piercing screams coming from Janan's bedroom. Though only 6 years old, Janan had the lung capacity of a whale. He also suffered from night terrors, and the combination was deadly. Cadell usually felt sorry for Janan, who had been living in foster homes for most of his life. But it was hard to sympathize with anyone at 3 o'clock in the morning, let alone a kid who could scream like a hysterical gibbon. As a result of his interrupted sleep, Cadell was late for breakfast. Not that it mattered. He didn't have to go to school, so Mr. and Mrs. Donkin never insisted that he be awake at a specific time. But Mace and Janan did attend school and were finishing their eggs just as Cadell arrived in the kitchen. Had Cadell been feeling more alert, he would never have sat down to eat just then. He would have waited until Mace was out of the house and running to catch the bus, his gray shirt untucked and his thick legs pumping. Had Cadell used his brain, he would have sensed trouble in the air and tried to head it off. The whole problem was that he couldn't protect his own bedroom. There was a house rule about always knocking first, and another rule about respecting privacy. These rules were written in beautiful script on a piece of handmade paper that was pinned to the door of the pantry cupboard. Hazel had done an evening course in calligraphy.